Welcome back to PA Trench News, your independent news reporting of Southern PA. On Wednesday, October 9th, 2024, former Minersville police officers were charged with civil rights and false reports offense. So I did what any nosy person would do and downloaded the court documents, and I will read them to you today. First up is the official press release from the United States Attorney's Office in the Middle District of Pennsylvania. Coming out of Scranton, the United States Attorney's Office for the Middle District of Pennsylvania announced that Harry Brown, age 43, of Pottsville, Pennsylvania, and Richard Klink, age 50, of Minersville, Pennsylvania, were indicted by a federal grand jury for the deprivation of civil rights of another under the color of law and for making false reports. According to the United States Attorney Gerald M. Kerman, the indictment alleges that on or about February 2nd of 2022, while acting under the color of law, Brown and Klink aided and abetted each other, did deprive an arrestee of his constitutional right to be free from the use of unreasonable force by law enforcement officers. This use of unreasonable force led to bodily injury of the arrestee. The indictment further alleges that both Brown and Klink falsified, covered up, and made false entries into police reports documenting the arrest and their use of force during that arrest. This quote says that law enforcement officers take an oath to serve and protect the public, but as alleged in the case, these officers violated the constitutional rights of an individual and then attempted to cover up their actions, said Wayne A. Jacobs, a special agent in charge of FBI Philadelphia. FBI Philadelphia and our partners will continue to ensure the civil rights of our citizens are protected, and those who commit crimes will be held accountable. The matter was investigated by the Minersville Police Department and the FBI. Assistant U.S. Attorney James Buchanan is prosecuting the case with the assistance from the Civil Rights Division. Maximum penalty under federal law for these offenses is 20 years imprisonment and a fine of $250,000. A sentence following a finding of guilt imposed by the judge after consideration of the applicable federal sentencing statute and the federal sentencing guidelines. Indictments are only allegations. All persons charged are presumed to be innocent unless and until found guilty in court. Here is the grand jury indictment of Harry Brown and Richard Klink. The United States District Court, Middle District of Pennsylvania. The United States versus Harry Brown and Richard Klink, the defendant. It's an indictment. The grand jury charges. Count 1. Deprivation of rights under the color of law. On or about February 2nd, 2022, in Schuylkill County, within the Middle District of Pennsylvania, the defendants, Harry Brown and Richard Klink, while acting under the color of law and aiding and abetting one another, willfully deprived an arrestee, DP, of the right secured and protected by the Constitution and laws of the United States to be free from unreasonable seizures, which include the right to be free from the use of unreasonable force by law enforcement officers. Specifically, the defendants physically assaulted DP by striking and punching him. The offense resulted in bodily injury to DP. The grand jury further charges count 2, false report. The grand jury further charges on count 2, false report. On or about February 4th, 2022, in Schuylkill County within the Middle District of Pennsylvania, the defendant, Harry Brown, acting in relation to and in contemplation of a matter within the jurisdiction of the FBI, an agency of the United States, knowingly falsified, covered up, and made false entries in records and documents with the intent to impede, obstruct, and influence an investigation, improper administration of the matter. Specifically, Defendant Brown wrote and filed a call summary report with the Minersville Police Department documenting the arrest of the suspect, DP, on February 2, 2022. In the call notes section of that report, Defendant Brown stated, in pertinent part, he took a boxer's stance and raised his fist. I drew my taser and gave him multiple orders to the ground, which he refused. I deployed my taser, which had no effect on him. Officer Klink got shocked by one of the wires when it was deployed. DP grabbed those wires and pulled them off his body without any effect. We then went hands-on to take him to the ground. He continued to fight by striking me in the right side of my face, pushing us, and trying to pull away. I stepped back, reloaded another taser cartridge, while he continued to fight with Officer Klink. Then I deployed my taser. Again, it had no effect on DP. Then I drive stunned him with the taser in the upper torso. DP bent over slightly from it, which all three of us went to the ground. Once we hit the ground, I felt an instant pain in my right hand. DP continued to fight by resisting, not putting his hands behind his back. Kept trying to get up off the ground. Then I pulled my OC and told him that he was going to get sprayed if he didn't put his hands behind his back. He continued to fight by not putting his hands behind his back, kept trying to get up, and us kicking. Then I deployed my OC, which had no effect on him. Then I deployed my OC, which had no effect on him. He continued to fight, then I gave body strikes, which appeared to have no effect because he continued to fight and resist. This report was false, as Defendant Brown then well knew, because during the course of the arrest, Defendants Brown and Klink had deployed their tasers against DP as DP was facing away from the defendants with his hands behind his back, and that while defendants were on top of DP on the ground, Defendant Brown punched DP about the face and torso multiple times, elbowed DP in the face multiple times, slammed DP's head against the street, deployed pepper spray directly into the eyes of DP, and Defendant Klink punched DP about the head and torso. The grand jury further charges count 3, false report. On or about February 4th of 2022 in Schuylkill County within the Middle District of Pennsylvania, the defendant, Richard Klink, acted in relation to and in contemplation of a matter within the jurisdiction of the FBI, an agency of the United States, knowingly falsified, covered up, and made false entries in records and documents with the intent to impede, obstruct, and influence an investigation and proper administration of the matter. Specifically, Defendant Klink wrote and filed a supplemental report with the Minersville Police Department documenting the arrest of suspect DP on February 2, 2022. In that report, Defendant Klink stated, in pertinent part, DP took a combative stance with his fists raised. At this time, this officer backed away, and Patrolman Harry Brown had drawn his duty taser. DP continued to refuse commands, and the taser was deployed. DP was unaffected by the taser and pulled the probes from his body. Again, this officer and Patrolman Brown attempted to subdue DP, but were unsuccessful. Patrolman Brown deployed his duty taser for a second time and was unsuccessful, incapacitating DP. DP was then taken to the ground, lying on his right side, then rolled stomach down with his arms underneath him. This officer utilized his duty taser to drive stun mode to DP's shoulder area, which was also unable to incapacitate DP. DP attempted to stand, lifting this officer off the ground, and a hand-blown strike was initiated. This report was false. The defendant Klink then well knew because during the course of the arrest, defendants Brown and Klink had deployed their tasers against DP as DP was facing away from the defendant with his hands behind his back, and that while the defendants were on top of DP, on the ground, Defendant Brown punched DP about the face and torso multiple times, elbowed DP in the face multiple times, slammed DP's head against the street, deployed pepper spray directly into the eyes of DP, and Defendant Klink punched DP about the head and torso. That is the end of this indictment, signed by James Buchanan, Assistant U.S. State Attorney, and the jury foreperson on 10-1 of 24. So this is recent that it went to the grand jury. Grand jury indictments are always confidential and sealed. We won't find out more information than what we've just read regarding what the grand jury talked about, unless it comes up in other court proceedings. Officer Harry Brown has some audacity to write in a report that he tased this man and sprayed him with pepper spray, but somehow that was not enough to subdue the man and needed to beat him in order to get this man under arrest. Keep in mind that pepper spray and bear spray are very similar. So if bear spray can take down a bear, I don't understand how pepper spray did nothing to subdue DP, the victim of this case. This case was assigned to Judge Mihalchyk. On 10-11 of 24, I pulled what was available of the case. It looks like there was a motion to seal the case and then a motion to unseal the case. That was probably pending between the grand jury indictment and the arraignment in service of this. Other notable documents shared were the judge's rules, a request for discovery, which is completely normal for all cases. That's where one party requests from the other party all of the information they have pertaining to the case. Other documents of notes that I found was this one. It is regarding the United States of America versus Richard Klink. On the 9th day of October, they entered a plea of not guilty within the indictment. That's signed by the defendant. Next is Defendant Richard Klink order setting conditions of release. It is ordered that defendant's release is subject to these conditions. The defendant must not violate federal, state, or local law. The defendant must cooperate in collection of a DNA sample if it's authorized. Defendant must advise the court or pretrial services office or supervising officer in writing before making any changes of residence or telephone number. Defendant must appear in court as required. If convicted, must surrender as directed to serve a sentence that the court may impose. The defendant must sign an appearance bond if ordered. Additional conditions of release. The defendant must submit to supervision by and report of supervisors of the pretrial services office. Continue to actively seek employment. That is not going to be employment as a police officer. but just general employment, surrender a passport, not obtain another passport, abide by the following restrictions of travel. The travel is restricted to the Middle District of Pennsylvania and Eastern District of PA unless otherwise approved by pretrial services. Avoid all contact directly or indirectly with any person who is or may be a victim or witness of the investigation. Also, any co-defendant, meaning he cannot talk to the other officer. Is not to possess a firearm, destructive device, or other weapon. Is not to use alcohol excessively. Is not to use or unlawfully possess a narcotic drug or other controlled substance. Submits to testing of a prohibited substance if required by the pretrial services or supervising officer. Participate in program of inpatient or outpatient substance abuse therapy and counseling if directed by the pretrial service office or supervising officer. Violating any of the foregoing conditions of the release may result in immediate insurance of a warrant for your arrest and revocation of your release in order of detention and forfeiture of any bond and a prosecution for contempt of court and could result in imprisonment, fine, or both. Signed by the defendant. Directions to the United States Marshal. The defendant is ordered released after processing. Signed by the judge. And finally, the last filing of note is an order. It says, and now the 9th day of October 2024, it is hereby ordered that jury selection and trial shall commence at 9:30 a.m. on Monday, December 16th of 2024. And this is signed by the judge. So this judge has already put this trial on the books and she would like to try it in about 2 months. So Judge Mihalchik is not messing around. She has put this on the calendar for trial on December 16th, about 2 months away. It wouldn't surprise me if this trial gets continued down the road. I'm sure that there will be several motions regarding whether these two officers should be tried together or separated. So we will continue to keep an eye on that, and I will continue to report on documents of note that will be filed and continue to pull those and read those to you guys for transparency. So if you've made it this far, thank you so much. If you don't mind, please like, comment, and subscribe to help this channel grow. If you would like to help funding of this channel, because it's not monetized on YouTube yet, you can Cash App me at $PAtrenchNews. If you're listening to this on your favorite podcasting app, please download, rate, and review. Thank you.